I think it might be important just to emphasize again God's word. Tony brought it before us in the transition, and it comes to us in chapter 28 in the transition as we move into chapter 29. But there at Bethel, which it was named after, but God spoke. And he spoke and he said to Jacob, and he spoke in verse 13 and 14 and 15 to the end there. This is the word of God speaking to Jacob. He says, I am the God, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father. I'm the one in who is the covenant keeping God. I am the eternal God. I'm the one who spoke the word, and I'm the one who chose you for blessing. I'm the one who took Abram out of Ur of the Chaldees. And that is what he's saying. In essence, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and of Isaac. Then he says, I will give the land whereon thou liest, I will give it to you. See, he's speaking now with that authority. It's God's word. It's his authority. I will give you this land. Then he goes down in verse 15. I am with thee. It's a statement of fact. I will keep thee. I will bring thee again into this land. I will not leave thee until I have done all that I have spoken of. This is God's word. And it was clearly given to Jacob. And this is really the foundation. God is trying to work in the heart of Jacob by giving him and speaking to him his purpose and giving him his word. And again, what is the response? And it's not a response of faith. If you do this, then who am I? God has said it, and now I accept it by faith. That's his word. Because he said it, we are to accept it. But Jacob has said, if God will be with me, then he shall be my God. Well, God would prove that he would be with him. He would stay with him through all this journey that we begin. He went on his journey in chapter 29. And we're going to see how, despite the activity of the flesh in Jacob, God would keep his word that he had just spoken to him. So I think we see Bethel at the end of chapter 28, and that is the house of God. Then we see in chapter 29, we come to Haran. We were reminded of that this morning. And because of the character of Jacob, that he was going to follow this path of self-will, it was in Haran that he would have to learn what the flesh was. It's in Bethel, if he would have stayed there, for example, it's in Bethel that he would learn who God was. But he had to go, he went into Haran because he had to come to the end of himself. He had to learn what the flesh was, and this is what he was going to do now in Haran.
So the first verse, chapter 29, it reminds us, it tells us that Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east. He had taken the advice of his father, his mother's desire that he would return to the land of their people, that he would not find a wife amongst the nations. That would be quite a scourge against Jacob, something that would afflict him his entire life. And we've read these verses here. So he encounters a group of people feeding sheep. He inquires as to who they are. We were mentioning that every single word in the scriptures is important. And I think this, even this is instructive in how we move about. Who are you? Where are you from? Sometimes we associate ourselves immediately with people without really identifying what their beliefs are, who they are, where they come from. There are many who call on the name of the Lord. Brother John was reminding us that even Jacob was referring, this is your God. But there was not a real personal relationship there. And sometimes there are those who may say that they're believers, that say they're the household of faith. There's coming a day when there those who are seen in the gospel is knocking, and they say, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And the Lord says, I don't even know who you are. Right? So here Jacob takes a very right course. He inquires if they are of the household of Laban. Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor? They said, we know him. And he said, is he well? And they said, he is well. I say this as a side comment. It is wonderful to know how to greet the saints. It's wonderful to know how to greet each other. Today we tend to start things with, you know, I was calling you about those tires. Suppose you know, Brother Tony, how are you today? How is your family? Every aspect in the scriptures is important. And though Jacob had his weaknesses, you see, he was well trained. We talk about this as a training ground. So first he ascertained, is this the right group of people I should be associated with? I'm not going to just link myself with just anyone that may seemingly be the right people. And then he was courteous to the brethren, to the saints that were there. And it says, behold, his daughter, Rachel, comes with the sheep. You know, I was thinking of the experience of Isaac. When he comes along these natural lines of a partner, of how there was a bride sought out for Isaac. And you'll see in some similarities in the experiences of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, and how the Lord utilizes these experiences to teach us that there is a right way and there's a wrong way even to go about some of the natural things that we would desire in this life. You look at Rachel in this account, you look at Jacob's movements, you look at Laban, and we need to ask ourselves as we sit here, young sisters, young men, what is the right approach? What is the way in which Rachel conducts herself, Jacob, Laban? And how should I conduct myself in terms of even a desire to have a mate that follows the Lord?